Asteroid Blasteroid on this Moment of Science. You may have heard of the close call we had in 1987 when a half-mile-wide asteroid missed the Earth by a measly 6 orbital hours. Had that asteroid hit the ground, it would have probably kicked up enough dust to darken the skies for months or years, making the planet dangerously cold. If it hit the water, vast tidal waves would have resulted. But it didn't hit us, so are we safe now? Not really. Let's look at the facts. We currently know where about 1% of the millions of asteroids in our solar system are. That's trouble, because the first thing you need to survive an asteroid collision is knowledge of when it's coming. In cosmic terms, the Earth is hit all the time by asteroids. We are aware of over 150 impact craters on Earth's surface. That's only a tiny fraction of the hits we've taken, though, because most craters are filled in or worn away across the years. In an hour, the Earth collects about a ton of material from so-called micrometeorites. These are mostly dust-sized, but about once every 2 hours we encounter a rock the size of your fist. Most of these burn up or land harmlessly in the ocean. The biggies, say roughly a mile wide, come about once in a million years. But that's just a statistical number. It's no guarantee that one won't hit us tomorrow. In fact, a few years ago, astronomers spotted a mile-wide asteroid whose course could bring it dangerously close to Earth in about 20 years. Scientists have begun work on strategies for diverting such threatening rocks from their courses. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Orem, with help from Scott Tagey in physics. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.